Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
105.5 Triple M, Jonathan and Kitty Madison. Kitty, would you frickin' put that book down? Come on, like, we are doing a show. Must you be reading right now? Is it that boring talking to me? I mean, I saw
no
that
comment.
Today is happy, or is World Book Day. So uh-huh. I'm going to assume that's why you're reading, although it seems
no, I read
like
all
you
the
do
time.
It every morning. So apparently I'm in this crowd. A third of Americans haven't read a book in at least a year. I've
you
read
really
a book or two.
You really think it's only a third?
That's what a poll
that
said.
That haven't read a book?
So
well, they, people are lying.
Lying.
People are lying. Super lying on that.
I read something. Lindsay always tries to get me to read more and leave something usually on the bedside. And sometimes I get really sucked in and then I'm all about it. And then I'm, of course, for weeks later, then I'm so proud that I read a book. But then I'll come back and tell Kitty, and in that time, you've probably read like five books. You do like enough reading for all of us here at the radio station.
Well, I definitely read more than a book a week.
Yeah.
So far this year, I've read 30. And the last couple of years, I read 80. And that in the whole year. And that doesn't even include there are books that I don't finish. So I don't count those.
Right.
I might read 100 pages in a book and say, you know what?
Not
I don't
it.
Like this.
Well, so some of the excuses people have
let's
for not
hear it.
Reading. This is why people say they don't have time to read. I don't have time because I have other life activities.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like, again, you're doing a life activity right now, your job, yet you've got that book open. People say they prefer other forms of entertainment.
You can read and do those at the same time, actually.
Kitty has been known. We've gone to a Mallards game, and she's got her book while watching the game.
Uh-huh.
I don't have enough time because of work. That doesn't qualify for you.
No.
I have trouble focusing when I'm reading.
I think
and
that,
I have that.
I think that's a reason a lot of people do, or it's just too hard. It's easier to just have like the entertainment flow over you.
Yes.
And I think also, I don't think listening to a book
that's
is the same as reading a book, but I don't think it's bad that people listen to books.
But so here's the question, everybody. When you listen to a book on tape, like if I listen to a book on tape, I think I say, oh, I fess up to that. Because I don't feel like if you listen to a book on tape, you could say you read the book. Do you agree, Kitty?
I do agree on that.
Does that offend people? Does that make you mad, everybody?
Do what makes you happy. If you don't like reading books, that's fine.
No, I know. But if someone says to me like, oh, I just finished a good book, and I'm like, what was it? And then they tell me they listened to it.
I get too impatient listening to a book because I can read faster than I can be read to.
And also, I think, Kitty, you always feel like, I could read this better than that person.
Plus,
I could do the voices better.
The voices in my head are much better.